Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, at optimistic.tv, we have officially begun releasing the first few episodes of our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary art, soul share interviews, retreat guests here at the Mystic Manor, as well as live musical performances. I'm also super excited to announce that we are currently making plans to release the rest of season one on my personal favorite online streaming service. So stay tuned to optimistic.tv to follow the unfolding development of this exciting Optimistic expansion, as we'll be posting more info and release dates there soon. And in the meantime, be sure to check out, of course, the first few episodes at optimistic.tv as well.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me today on this day after a very powerful portal, which, by the way, these energies last for quite some time after these energetic and numerological portals happen. And this year's portal happens to be even more powerful than others because it is a 11-11-22 portal. And I just love the symbology of the one. The one is the monad. It is the beginning. It is the creator of all things. It is the thing from which all things come. It is the magician. It is the source of manifestation. And that's why we see all of these people talking about the 11-11 portal being a manifestation portal. Because from the one, all things are possible. Infinite potential is available in the one. And so this is such a beautiful time for us all to really make sure that we are staying focused and centered on what our highest good is and what intentions that we are putting out there in our thoughts and in our words and in our feelings every day. This is a very, very powerful time. And so I just wanted to remind us all that we can create anything we want. The power of everything that exists is always within our grasp. And when we have portals like this, it's a little easier to catch the wave. That's all. Just a little easier. So you have a little bit more of an opportunity to be able to, you know, grasp that needle a little bit more. And so take advantage of this opportunity and really make sure that your thoughts and your feelings and your words are centered upon your highest good and the highest good of all. And that ultimately, those are love-centered. And when I say in the highest good of all, really, I mean in service to others. Because when I think about that, especially at this time when the world seems so crazy, but you know what's beautiful about this time, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, I keep seeing this more and more and more. As a collective, we are rising above. Our consciousness is just getting higher and higher, and we are staying more love-centered. Every single person who exists on this planet is good. I believe that wholeheartedly. We all have different opinions. We all have different places where we exist. We all have different perspectives. We all have different backgrounds. We all have different reasons for why we are who we are. At the end of the day, we are all good people. We are all kind. We are all compassionate. We all love our families. And this is a time to really remember that and to try to see it in our lives as much as possible. So during a time when this energy is so powerful, to be able to see the good in everyone and to see the heightening of the awareness in the collective. It is happening, and it is happening at a very rapid pace. And I absolutely love it. It's such a beautiful thing to see. I see it all around me every day. So in this magical portal time, remember that you are the magician. You decide. You get to play with all the elements, the powers that are within you. And you get to decide. You get to create whatever it is that you want to create. And you do that with the power of your mind, the power of your intentions. I spent the morning of 11/11 actually in Sedona. I made a quick little jaunt up there. I live only about 2 hours or a little bit less from there, so it's easy to just roll up there whenever the need arises. But I wound up there, not on purpose for 11/11, but I wound up having to take a friend up there for a conference. And so I stayed the night. And then in the morning, I woke up early, as I normally do, because I love my mornings, and went out to enjoy the Sedona sunrise. And as I did, I just kind of drove along the road and decided I'm going to turn here. It was the perfect place to turn. I saw a beautiful sunrise rising over these red rocks. And there just happened to be maybe like 7 hot air balloons floating in the sky. And the turn I took wound up back in the woods, basically, with an unobstructed view of the red rocks and these beautiful hot air balloons and the sunrise coming up and just highlighting the different gradations in the rock in such a beautiful way. And then, as I was enjoying that, I heard this beautiful sound from a bird, this beautiful chirping song. And I look over and it's a red cardinal, the most amazing, bright colored, red, beautiful cardinal. And he just perched right in the bush, right next to me. And he just sat there and he looked at me and I looked at him. And I was so incredibly grateful for his visit. And you know, now that I'm saying this about the red cardinal, what's interesting is I started the show talking about the one. Well, what is the color associated with the number one? But it's red, right? The red cardinal. Perfect for my 11/11 morning. Perfectly representing the magic of the one and the beauty of the fire, of the ignition of the potential of the one, the red, the fire, the passion, the power. It all relates. Wow, that's so beautiful. Thank you, Red Cardinal. The Red Cardinal to me means so many things. And that was a new one that I just realized as I'm talking. But in the past, the red cardinal to me has always meant a visitation from my loved ones or from a guardian that has passed on from the other side. And also in my QHHT work, we as practitioners always associate the red cardinal with Dolores. She always had a little red cardinal bird bell sitting on her desk when she taught classes. And the red bird has always been a symbol of hers. And so we always associate her with the red cardinal. So she was, of course, the first thing I thought about when I saw that red cardinal in the morning, because 11/11 is one of my signs that that work is the work that I'm supposed to be doing. And so maybe 11/11 is a sign for you that you are on the right path and that is the right work. Whatever it is that you're doing is the right work for you. And the right work is the work that is of the best service and how we can help others the most. I think I was starting to get into this earlier and then I got sidetracked. But when we are going through this evolutionary process, this ascension here on Earth, the biggest requirement is that we are in service to others, that we are in our hearts. And what that really means is that we care more about others than we do about ourselves. And while that doesn't mean that we don't care about ourselves, because there is this beautiful balance in understanding that you are everyone else. And so when you love yourself to the extent where you see yourself as another, and you can respect yourself and see yourself as that other, then you are truly in service to all. Now, I know that that can be a little hard to understand, but when you understand that you are one, again, back to the one, you are one with all, with every other person, with every other animal, with every other plant, with all of the elements, with the earth herself, with the cosmos, with the stars, with the sun. You are one with it all. And when we understand that what is within one is in the whole, and that when you are in service to that, in service to the love that we all are, then you are in service to others, yourself or others, the same. Yeah. And wow, that is really it. If we can just not be selfish, you know, there's a difference between self-love and selfishness, because self-love is that recognition that I am one with the whole. And selfishness is that I am the only one and everybody else doesn't matter, right? There's a huge, huge difference. And so this ascension process is all about us being able to make the choice to serve others more than we're serving ourselves. Just a little bit. We don't have to do it 100%. Really, if we're just teetering the balance more towards service to others, we are going to ascend to the next level. So that's a beautiful thing too, because you don't have to know it all. And also realize you're never going to know it all. No one knows it all. We only know it all when we are back at source, when we truly know it all. We do have access to it though. It's just that consciously we don't. And it's okay. It's okay to realize that we don't know it all. We'll never know it all. This is a journey. It's a consistent journey, a constant journey, a beautiful journey. And we all get to help each other and guide each other home as our other selves, helping each other and loving each other along the way. And also having a lot of respect and compassion and forgiveness to where people are on their own individual journeys. We are all on our own path. And to just realize that and let it go and not expect people to be where you are and just forgive them, because they don't know. They don't know what you know. And maybe you don't know what they know. And all of that's okay. And if we understood that every single person in our life is just teaching us a lesson to help us evolve to our highest good and our highest potential, then our relationships would be a lot easier if we just let people be who they're going to be. You know, a lot of people get into arguments and relationships and over very hot topics like politics, like religious matters, what have you. At the end of the day, how much does that opinion matter towards your loving relationship that you have with that person? Let them believe whatever they want to believe. You are not going to change their opinion. All you can do is love them, forgive them, and have compassion for them where they are. Any other energy is completely wasted, and you wind up doing the opposite of what you intend to do. because really all you're trying to do is add love and light into the world by helping people be aware, right? But if it turns into an argument, you're doing the opposite. And so if you just let it go, just let it all go and say, it's all right. I have compassion. I forgive you. I'm grateful for our relationship. And I'm happy to have you in my life, regardless of what your beliefs are. I love you because I know that you're kind and I know that you're good. And I know that you love with your whole heart like I do. And it doesn't matter that our perspectives are different, that our opinions are different, that we come from a different platform or have a different energy about us. We all want the same thing. We all want to just be happy and healthy and live in peace. And this is the time that we get to create that in the world for all of us, being the little magicians that we are in this powerful 11-11 portal time, which again lasts probably till at least the end of the month into the next. I would say around 3 weeks, right, on either side. And so remember how powerful you are. Remember how powerful your thoughts and your intentions are, and that the most powerful energy that you have comes from your heart. And by accepting the love that is shown down upon you at all times, all you need to do is recognize it, accept it, realize it's a part of you. And that's all that you are. That's all that you're made of. It is the one. You are the one. You are the ultimate magician. So go out there and create infinite possibilities. Whatever it is that you want to do, you have the power to do it. I'm going to share with you a little quote from the Corpus Hermeticum. These are the words of Hermes Trismegistus. Translated words, obviously. You powers that are within me, him, the one and all, sing with my will, powers all that are within me. Don't forget it. All of these powers are within you, within each and every one of you. There is no one that is special. Remember that. You are just as special as the next person. If you see anybody out there who you feel like, oh, they have this special thing. Nope. That's just their special thing. It doesn't make them special. It's different. We're all special. And no one's special at the same time. Every single one of us has these exact same powers. It's just, how are you using your will to sing them? What are you doing with these powers? You decide. You get to be the magician and you get to create whatever you want. I love you all so much. I'm going to leave you with a song for today. This is Imagica Om Portal Activation, Temple Dweller, Imagica Om Isis Remix. Until next time, love you all.
Also, before we cue up today's song, I wanted to remind you about the Game with the Universe on our website, where you can choose the first number that comes to your mind and it'll pull up that episode number of the podcast. I've been saying this is a great way to co-create synchronicity and magic with your higher self for quite some time. And if you go to positivehead.com/universe, there is a super fun and simple interface to play this game with your higher self. I firmly believe just by setting the intention to play in this way, it opens up the door for magic, and it's a synchronistic way to hone in on nuggets of wisdom out of the huge catalog of episodes that are specifically appropriate for you at this time in your journey to becoming the next greatest and greatest version of yourself. And it also makes for a super fun way to spark the curiosity of friends and family by having them choose a number. So they'll hopefully go and check out their number as well, which I greatly appreciate because it helps us to spread the word about the podcast. Once again, the address is positivehead.com/universe. And as a quick reminder, if you're curious to learn more about Purium Superfoods and why I take them almost every day, be sure to also check out positivehead.com/transformation. On this journey of becoming the next greatest and grandest version of ourselves that we have all embarked upon, I cannot stress the importance of managing your physical vibration enough. And quite honestly, Purium has put together the simplest plan I've found to do so. I have my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, at least 5 times a week. Once again, to learn more about the Purium Transformation, go to positivehead.com/transformation. Or if you want to keep it simple and just try out my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, you can go straight over to ishoppurium.com and be sure to use code POSITIVEHEAD for 25% off. I'll spell that for you. It's ishoppurium.com and be sure to use your Positive Head 25% coupon code.